بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم. Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us to make, commands us to make the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and in return Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, I am remembering you. And this is a great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it is extremely important that we make our zikr regularly, daily, and zikr is to connect us to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in our zikr we find that we are reading certain poems in between. And this is du'as that we are begging Allah Ta'ala to give us the reality of the zikr. And then these are muraqabas, a person should ponder and think that when I'm making my zikr, this is what I'm begging from Allah Ta'ala. And we'll find this is to build our concentration. So when we start, the first poem that we normally read, Dil mera ho jaye ek midani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That's what we discussed already. That open my heart, make it an empty field, and you come in my heart. Then the next couplet in this poem is, Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho, dard e dil. That this body of mine, tan means, and aur mere tan mein, in my body, which is actually made, bajaye aab o gil, which is actually made of aab, water, and gil, sand. This body is made of sand and water. So Hazrat is teaching us that make dua, Ya Allah, don't let my body be just sand and water all the time. Then there'll be no value in my body. And when it's just sand and water, then I'm looking at the value of my body, what is outward. My clothes, all those things. Whereas that is not the value of your body, it's not the value of yourself also. So don't let my body just remain sand and water all the time. When I make my zikr of Allah, let me do it in such a way I empty all these thoughts from my mind. That I am not valuable, the only time I'll become valuable, that in my heart, that value comes. And in the heart here refers to the spiritual heart, in the room. Dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho, dard e dil. That, oh Allah, the pain of your love. And love is painful, but it's enjoyable also. You see, for a beloved, how lot the sacrifice you go through, and worse, if it's illustrated, Allah, love affairs, it leads you in destruction. That even for your wife, you go out of your way to do something, and then you see the enjoyment if you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat, when Allah Ta'ala, when you make a little effort to come to the majlis, etc., to listen attentively, to make zikr, and when one brilliant of a drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, then that's just different enjoyment of life. Then your body's value starts, now your body will become valuable, and because value has come into your heart. And now you won't think that I'm valuable, now you'll realize, what am I? So useless am I, and Allah Ta'ala has given me this honor to take His name. So we beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, don't let my body just be sand and water. Please put your pain of your love in my heart. In other words, put your love in my heart. Dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho. And here we see we have to be a beggars in the court of Allah. Repeat the du'as and beg Allah, oh Allah, put that love of yours in my heart. Allah grant it to all of us out of His sheer mercy and kindness. Further, we carry on with Anwar al-Salam. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa furqan al-Hamid. A'uzu billahi min ash-shaytan al-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قد أفلى المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we were discussing that the outward salah, that we have to learn all the basic masail, etc., that is extremely important preliminary thing, but a person shouldn't just remain at that, just the outward condition. And that is like we learn just the outward body. The reality of it is that we have to fill the connection. The current has to come, and that is what is called khushu. This is concentration and devotion with regard to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why we have learned in this hadith also that the first thing that will be lifted up That time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw that knowledge is lifted from the ummah. And khushu is also knowledge, and this is what we come to learn here. That what is this khushu all about? What is this concentration and devotion? When a person learns about this, then he starts realizing, hey, this is something that I need. So similarly, we find Allahu Akbar. Our Mashayikh, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, very beautifully puts it. He says, in one small ayat, Allah Ta'ala has shown how important is all the departments of deen. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Aqimis Salata li Zikri. Establish namaz for my remembrance. And that is why we have to come and not just read namaz, as we will learn in front. There is a difference between establishing our namaz and one is just reading our namaz. So Hazrat explains from the small ayat, Allah Ta'ala has indicated that all the departments of deen are important. A person can't just say that, no, that, what department I'm doing tabligh work, that is the only important thing. Or tasawwuf is the only important thing. We see, establish namaz for my zikr. Where are you going to learn namaz? The basics of namaz are taught in the maktab. Generally, in the maktab, we send our children, there they learn about namaz, all the basic masail, the postures, etc. So, how important the basic elementary, and this was one of the missions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ Allah says, لَكَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ The greatest favor we did to send Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world. And from this also we learn, without the guide, you won't able to be guided to Allah Rabbul Izzat. You can have all the books of knowledge, etc., but you won't able to get connection with Allah. So the first thing is the establishment of makatib, and it's extremely important. And our makatib, our maktab should not be mixed with schooling, etc. How sad Shaitan has fooled us today in the name of Muslim schools, that we just incorporated the maktab, no importance for it. Whereas in the early days, the children used to go properly, used to just go little while to school, after that they early home, changing their clothes, wearing their proper kurta, topi, having their kitabs in their juzdan, going with respect to the maktab, and sitting on the floor with respect, etc. Now we see all that whole system has changed, and today we have lost our value. That we don't even know the importance of outward namaz, forget internal namaz. So the maktab, we can't talk and we can explain the importance of it. It's extremely important. And every child in every village must be encouraged and must be seen to that he goes to a maktab. And a proper maktab that is taught properly. And firstly, Hazrat explained that in the earlier days, the maktab was attached to the masjid. When the maktab was attached to the masjid, then there was noor in there. Children used to come out with the noor of iman. Even after that, if they don't go further to study, but throughout their life, they'll know we are Muslims. And they'll know clearly that TV is haram, photos are haram. Children will learn. In the maktab, they'll come to realize their identity. But when the maktab moved away from the masjid, then we lost the reality of it. And then when the maktab, the system, when we stopped sitting on the floor, and we started having desks, etc., now the whole concept of maktab has been lost. And the respect also of the children has been lost, etc. So anyway, the first important thing is the maktab. And then after the maktab, they need ustads to be taught. Where the ustads are going to be produced? In the Darul Uloom. So important is the Darul Uloom that these places are established to bring about ustads. But now the ustads, they'll have the knowledge, how to teach, how to, all the knowledge of deen, etc. But then after that we see generally, the children in the madrasa, they learn about namaz, etc., they read. But then when they leave madrasa and they carry on their life, then we become negligent. And then we see there's no, the people are not coming for namaz, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala has made the system out of His kindness, put in the heart of Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, make fikr of the people. And this is the work of Tabligh Jamaat. Go and remind people, go to people's houses, go door to door, explain to them that come back to, we have to be performing namaz, etc. So create the eagerness. Now when they come to the masjid and they realize, so that is why, just going out in Jamaat, even you go 4 months, 40 days, doesn't make you an alim or anything. It just gives you the reminder that what I learned, I forgot. I have to start learning again.
And then you start realizing now, I know I revised my work, but I'm reading my namaz, but many people say, I read namaz, I don't get benefit. So now where are you going to get the benefit? Because you got your outward namaz, but you got no current. So how are you going to get the benefit? Now the most important thing, Allahu Akbar, is that the khankar, that here you will get the current from your sheikh. Here you will get your wired everything, but you don't have the current. So where you have to come here? So the khanka, this is extremely important and valuable. Hazrat Maulana Abrahul Hafsa rahmatullahi used to say that the Jamaat work is to make people realize that we are out of deen, and to bring amal into your life. But then to take your amal to the stage of acceptance, there you need the mashayikh. And without that, and without every department, deen will never flourish. So we see how important is it. Otherwise, if we don't take heed towards this department, then we learned yesterday, Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu said, that the first thing that will be taken away from the ummah, the first knowledge is of khushu, concentration and devotion. That will be taken away, and people will just think namaz is something we just run into the masjid, and how we come, I know myself, I must think of my own condition. Don't think of anybody else. Think of my own condition, how I'm always rushing into the masjid, what kind of namaz I'm performing, etc. And as we will learn in front. So Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu kehte hai, ke dil ka khushu Allah ta'ala ka khauf, aur nigaah ko neechi rakhna. Then Hazrat Qatada radiallahu explained that what is the khushu, and this is what we learn in the khanka. What is this? You won't get in the kitab. You won't get in all the lectures of most of the ulama. Here you will get by the mashayikh. That is why the system of the khanka, that is why especially in the month of Ramadan, the special object of this is to do our spiritual training and to get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And so Hazrat Qatada radiallahu says that the khushu actually is to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That I am standing in front of my kind, most beloved Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the fear of Allah Ta'ala is not like how you fear any government, or you fear any lion or anything, or you fear a tyrant ruler or something. The fear of Allah Ta'ala is in the love of Allah. That Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful, and I tell that don't pay attention to Allah Ta'ala. Your father who loves you so much, he gives you everything, he's talking to you, but you're not listening. You turn, you're looking somewhere else. What do you think? What kind of son have I got? And if you are a real obedient son, then you, my father is so beloved. Whatever he asks, I must go and I must stand with respect, etc. in front of him. And then in front of elders also, you keep your gaze down. So in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. How attentive we must stand, and we must keep our gazes down. We standing in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And just that alone, which is a mustahab act of keeping your gaze down in namaz, that is when you stand up to keep your gaze down, you don't have to bend your head. As we will learn in front, that khushu is not an outward thing. It's not an outward thing of concentration, and it is inside the heart. So you stand, keep your head straight up, normal, but your eyes must be focused at the place of sajda. Don't let your eyes flirt around. Otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shaitan will let your gazes move around, and he will take us, your devotion will be taken away from your heart. So you won't be in salah at all. And so very, very important, we find Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ek martaba, ek shakhs ko dekha, ke namaz mein dari par haath pher raha hai. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person reading namaz. And like myself, while in namaz, then we fuddling with our beard, and all the time putting it right, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person just putting his hand on his beard in namaz. Immediately, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform us all, irshad farmaya, ke agar uske dil mein khushu hota, to badan ke saare aza mein sukoon ho. That if this person had concentration and devotion in his namaz, then you will find his whole body will be motionless. He won't have time to look anywhere. And he'll be totally devoted in his namaz. And just as Hazrat explained, that it's not a difficult thing. Sometimes many people say, I can't stand still in namaz. And I just unintentionally it happens. It's unintentional because we are still unmindful. When we do the cause, then we'll realize it's not unintentional. I didn't do the cause. And it's not something that is difficult. A person who does the cause, then you'll see Allahu Akbar. We see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they sat in the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Then, despite they were engaged with their families and talking and even joking, but when it came to salah, Allahu Akbar, they were like mountains. They just, their attention turned away all of a sudden. Hazrat, and where did they get this? From Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be sitting and talking with us. But when just the time for salah came, then he was a different person. Like he didn't know us at all. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now was in a different world. Allahu Akbar. And this is not something difficult as Hazrat teach us. That just do the cause. That is, Allah has brought us here. And then when you do the cause, you'll see that you'll do all your work. But when it comes to salah, you'll see just now you switch off from other things. You'll switch off from your whole dunya and everything. And now you'll know I'm going to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And like Allahu Akbar. When a person doesn't do the cause, then outwardly you will look like you're very engaged in the what Allah Ta'ala, but you'll be far from that. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. There was a great buzurg in the early days, and Allah Ta'ala used to give him kashf, that he could see what other people cannot see, and this is the favor of Allah. This doesn't mean you are very big buzurg only if you get kashf. Allah Ta'ala, who he wants to open up, he opens up certain things. So this buzurg, he saw a youngster at the Multazam, at Kaaba Sharif, where is the best place to make dua. And his hands are lifted and he's against the Kaaba Sharif and he's crying. And you think this person is very, very close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this buzurg put his eyes on his heart. In other words, he just tried to see Allah open to his heart that what's the condition of this youngster. When he saw he's crying but he's not even conscious, he's not even connected to Allah. He's unmindful. Outwardly he's crying, and like myself, we're crying at Kaaba Sharif but we're making dua, Allah want to get married to that girl and or something else. So we are far from Allah Ta'ala. Then he was going on his way home, he saw a person in the bazaar, very busy. He's taking a giving, and in those days, Allah Akbar, as Hazrat explained, that when we forgot Allah Rabbul Izzat, now we have to put security guards and burglar guards. In the early days, when people were connected to Allah, even the big, big jewelry shops, they just used to throw a cloth over it and go for salah. So there was one person like that in the bazaar, he was busy, and there you see in Makkah Sharif, how people are so busy. 5, 10 customers, one person is serving. And he'll know exactly who I gave this, who I gave that. If he didn't give change to somebody, the person asked him, he won't argue. He'll give him his change, etc. So he saw this person is very busy. Outwardly, he looks like he's in dunya. But when he looked at his heart, he saw one moment he's not unmindful of Allah. He's doing business also. And this is what is called in Urdu, das bakar, dil bayar. Your hands will be busy, but you'll be in the thought of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You'll be searching with people also, but you'll be in the thought of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You'll be sitting with your family, joking also, but you won't be unmindful of Allah. In other words, you'll be attentive with regard to the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is what it means when you do this cause, when you come for Islam. For example, Allah Akbar, Hazrat gives another very beautiful, striking example. He says there was a king who had a young son, a prince. And now he sent this prince to one buzurg to go and make his Islam. That now go and do your spiritual reformation. Go and build your connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he went to such a buzurg who was outwardly very wealthy. He was living in a nice, a beautiful home, etc. So the prince, he thought, I'm going to this buzurg, and he's living in such luxury, etc. He's in luxury, where he's got connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So buzurg was informed, Allah Ta'ala informed him, people said. So the first thing, when the prince came, before he could come, the buzurg locked all the doors of his house, etc. The prince thought that I'm going to get special treatment, I'm the king's son. So they're going to go, his brother, the buzurg knows that I'm the son of the king, and he's going to put red carpet, etc. When he came, he saw the doors are all locked. He's looking, where can I get entry? So looking, running right round, and before he could enter, half of his Islam was made already. that who am I? I may be a prince, but in front of Allah, I'm nothing. I'm absolutely nothing. So once then the Buzurg now immediately faced Islam, the Buzurg made arrangements with the king of their time that light up the street lights, etc. Let it become like a fair, and let it be a lot of music and noise, etc. And then he told this youngster, he filled a cup of milk full right till the brim, and he covered it with a small plate on top. And he told this youngster, and he said, he ordered a person with a sword that go with this youngster, let him walk around the whole bazaar, and if one drop of milk falls, chop off his head immediately. So now this youngster, taking this glass of milk, and it's covered, and now you can imagine, the lights, everything in the bazaar is on, music is playing, but he is worried of the man who's going to chop off his head. So can you imagine how he was walking in the street? He walked carefully. When he came back, the Buzurg asked him that how was the light in the bazaar? He said, what light? He said, I didn't see any light. He said, how was the music? He said, I didn't hear any music. So what happened? That all these things didn't distract him because he was focused now. And that is why when we come to the majalis of the mashayikh, they first focus us. Our direction is all mixed up, all over. Then the Buzurg explained to him that outwardly you might think that I'm living in luxury, but these things don't affect me. My connection is with Allah Rabbul Izzah. And that is when a person becomes a pious, a Buzurg, then and generally we also get carried away. That look at Sheikh, he's driving in this car, he's staying in this house, etc. And we also desire that. But they are not worried whether they drive, go in the best car or they go in an old car. The object is to reach your place. I mean, whether you sleep in a tent shanty or whether you sleep in a big palace, that is no difference to us. We see the outward things, and many a times we come with the wrong intention that hey, I also become a big hazrat. People will take me in this car, in that car. That doesn't affect their heart in the least, but then that is buzurgi. It doesn't mean you can't be a rich person and you can't be a buzurg. But for beginners like myself, the dunya will harm us. Don't in the beginning think that no, I'm a sheikh, I'm a zayf, all luxury, etc. Otherwise, one thing goes against your tabiat, or you have some luxury and something goes wrong, now you fall into depression and you forget yourself. So when a person comes and do this course, then see how now you'll be shocked that how when I come into the masjid, I realize I'm walking into the palace of Allah Rabbul Izzat. With what respect, honor I must walk in. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a person has got this the devotion, then he won't be playing with his beard, he won't be scratching, etc., playing with our buttons, etc. You will be totally attentive. I mean, the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Further, Hazrat mentioned Shah Ismail Shaheed rahmatullah alayhi, who's author of this bayan he gave. He said, Khushu ke mutalik aage is risala mein puri wadaat inshaAllah aa rahi hai. That what is real concentration, inshallah, as the kitab progresses, we will explain it in detail, much more detail. But this is a very important point. Aur ye baat bhi ke haqeeqi khushu, yani dil ka khushu, ki kuch zikr wa shagal karne ke baad hi hasil hota hai. And he says, but this point is very, very important to realize that real concentration and devotion, this you can only get after you do a cause of zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why it's extremely important to realize, to make a cause of zikr, and do you do your spiritual treatment, and for that you need a sheikh. And that is why it is so important when you need a sheikh to go and get that to somebody, and the sheikh will teach you about the marifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As you come to know of Allah Ta'ala, just get an idea, then you'll know whose house you're walking into. Then you'll know where you are going to. Then your mind will be focused. So first of all, to do the cause of zikr, and the don't think it's just that you sitting and making zikr, you're only making your own fikr. But when you make your zikr, Allahu Akbar, the world is functioning with the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person has to do a cause in the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he'll understand and realize what is this concentration and devotion all about. And then as we explained, it will be just like, you'll just put a switch on and you'll see the light is gone off. Or you are busy with your computer, everything. Now you off that switch and you're in the mask. Now you're not thinking of your business anymore. You're not, slight thoughts will come on its own and you won't get to go into that thought. You'll just immediately, I'm standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But we, myself, we see when we come into namaz, all the thoughts that we're not supposed to know. You forgot something somewhere in namaz, you remember, oh, it's there. And after namaz again, you forgot where it is. Because we don't do the cause in the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why this cause is done in the khanqah. This cause is not done anywhere else in the in darlooms, etc. You won't get this cause. You'll have to make an effort. That little effort that you do, then you will see Allahu Akbar. Then what is, then you come to realize first of all, what is namaz? Or na agar to, or na to agar namazi ke dil mein khushu na ho, اور ظاہر میں سکون ہو تو حدیث پاک میں اس منافقانہ خشوع سے پناہ مانگتا آیا ہے. And if a person says, no, I know how to read namaz, and I go in jamaat, and I got my concentration, I don't have to go waste my time in company of a sheikh and learn how to make zikr, etc., then outwardly you'll be standing very humble, but in your heart you'll be void of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like that person was making dua at the Kaaba Sharif, but he was totally unmindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is called munafakana, a hypocrisy type of namaz. And for that we have been asked to ask for refuge from Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, save me from that type of namaz. We see many of us, we come, we keeping our heads down in namaz, etc. One time Hazrat Umar saw a youngster like that, he poked him with his stick, which used to carry around, and he said, a taqwa hauna. Taqwa is not that you lower your head and act humble. Do you can't, it's not the actual acting humble. It is in the heart, that now you realize, I'm standing in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person does this little cause, and then you'll see Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully, now when you do this cause of zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you'll be so much in the concentration of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allahu Akbar. Even like our Shaykh explained, and just we learn from our Shaykh, who we in turn we learn from our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab, Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hazrat says, now you'll understand the dua of when you come out of the toilet. When you come out of the toilet, the first thing you say, Ghufranak. Oh Allah, please forgive me. It's like somebody is caught red-handed, you did something wrong, and you say, please forgive me, please forgive me. So what it actually means, Hazrat says, that this is actually, that those people that are so engrossed in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they all the time, as we learn, zikr will start on the tongue, but it goes in the heart. And all the time you're conscious, Allah is watching me. Now in the toilet you are commanded by Allah that don't make zikr of Allah. It's just respect in any case. That a person passing any place where there is a bad smell, etc., don't make zikr of Allah Ta'ala there. That is just respect to the name of Allah. So here, and a person who is connected to Allah is all the time in the thoughts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So intentionally, you're not supposed to make zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the toilet. So when you come out, you feel so bad. And this is a banda that you and Allah Ta'ala commanded you not to make. But a servant immediately says, Allah forgive me. I supposed to be in your zikr and I couldn't make your zikr. Or on the other hand, sometimes unintentionally, in the toilet also, Allah Ta'ala's thoughts just come unintentionally. You think of something in the bayan, it comes in your mind, but you don't build on it. Then you, Ghufranak, oh Allah, please forgive me. I show disrespect. And that is a servant, and that is a true sheikh and a true student. That you do something even what your sheikh commanded you to do. But when they tell you why you did this, don't give excuses. You say, oh, please make me ma. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, for example, a true murid, if your sheikh tell you to jump in this pond of water and see that you don't come out wet, you won't say, sheikh, I think something wrong with your screws. That how is it possible? You'll jump in immediately because he commanded you. And when you come out and he asks you why you got wet, you say, please forgive me, I made a mistake. So this is when you get do this cause, then you realize in the court of Allah, we see Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. The first mistake he made, he didn't say, Ya Allah, shaitan took qasam and he distracted me. He said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, I oppressed myself. I made a mistake. So when we do this cause, then you realize Allahu Akbar. Then we won't have this outward show of namaz, which is hypocrisy. And today Allah saved me, all of us, many a times like we come to the khanka also, or we go out in jamaat and then you come back, you like a very pious person, outwardly dressed properly also, but inside we are still empty. So I must know myself, and myself first of all I'm realizing that we are totally empty. So accordingly, a person has to realize and do this cause. Otherwise if you don't do this cause, a person will be unmindful all the time. And that type of namaz, Allahu Akbar, not only it's a namaz of hypocrisy, or dusri jaga be khabri se namaz parne walo ke mutalliq irshad hai. In another place in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned what people who read namaz in an unmindful state. Just unmindfully you reading namaz. It doesn't mean that you must not read namaz, you still didn't do khushu. You have to do the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Although Allah won't question you why you never read namaz. If you don't read namaz at all, you'll say, I still don't have concentration. I must first do the course, then I must read. Then you'll be answerable. That you have to come read your namaz. So first come and then realize that I'm not reading namaz properly. My namaz is just empty, and then you say, I don't get benefit from my namaz. So very, very important. A person has to realize this, and then if you read namaz without concentration and unmindfully, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. That, Allahu Akbar, that there is wail, destruction for those people who are reading namaz. And who are those people? They are totally unmindful of their namaz. And they're just reading it to show people. And Allahu Akbar, wail is means destruction. But the tafsir of it is that wail is a pit of Jahannam, which the whole of Jahannam seeks refuge. Such a terrible pit of Jahannam. Such a terrible place of punishment. So actually, we're supposed to be getting the rahmat of Allah, but we are getting destruction, the curses of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as it explained, today we see the condition of the ummah, but it comes clearly in the hadith, a person who makes an effort on his namaz, and tries reasonably, according to your effort, you try and correct your namaz, then that namaz makes dua for you. That Hafizakallah, Allah protect you how you protected me. And if you just come haphazard, read namaz up down, we don't make our wuzu properly, our istinja, we just rushing all the time, and Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat says, many a time we saw a person in the wuzu khana, when he's washing his feet, just putting his feet under the water, not even rubbing whether his ankles are properly wet or anything, and like that kind of wuzu. So that is destruction for us. And then Allahu Akbar. That is the Jahannam is also seeking refuge from people who will be in that position. And that is why we find Lihaza Hazarati Arifin, that is the lovers of Allah, those who got the marifat of Allah, and Allah has brought us here in the company of a great lover of Allah Ta'ala, and the silsila, and then the kitab we are reading of such a great Shaykh, and then Sufi Iqbal was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. So all this, we are in the company of these great Arifin. And the Arifin, we find the main effort they made on their murid, ne da ruh namaz parne ke tarika bhi bayan farmate hain. That the Arifin did not just make mention of the importance of namaz, but that is that you still realize that how important namaz is. When you realize how important namaz is, then you'll want to know what namaz is all about. Then you will learn the outward postures, the masail, etc. Then you will want to know that I'm reading my namaz, but I still don't feel I'm standing in front of Allah. Now this is what effort they make, and this is where you will get it in the khanka, that to get a namaz of life, not just an outward dead body, not like me in a coma, like a namaz of life, you will get in the company of the Arifin. And you see, Allahu Akbar, when you come in the khanka and you do your course properly, and you take that and you pay attention, then you will see, Allahu Akbar, the buzurgs, they don't just connect you to themselves. They are true pious buzurgs, and the mashayikh, they got the connection with Allah. So they want to connect us all to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why we find we come sincerely to take bath, and you not just you take bath and then you don't keep contact. We don't come regularly to the majalis, etc. We don't keep contact with the sheikh. We don't explain our condition, and then after a while we just we swivel away and we just drift away, and then you say, I wasn't getting benefit, so I didn't go back. No, you're not keeping the contact. And you not keep, you keep the contact properly, you come regularly, then you see the sheikh, they don't connect you to themselves. They teach you to the road to Allah, and they let you carry on yourself. And those are the sincere mashayikh. And on the other hand, if the murid himself is sincere, and even if his sheikh may be not so sincere, then he will still get the benefit. He will still get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Allahu Akbar, one beautiful example is given. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah used to say, there was a person who was bad to one the sheikh, and he was very sincere, and he was devoted that he wants connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So he went to the sheikh. The sheikh saw he's a rich person. He was more worried of his pocket, that this person will be my murid, and he'll see to my need. So then one day he saw a dream, that he saw a dream, there was honey on the finger of the sheikh, and there was stool on his finger. So he told the sheikh that this is what I saw in the dream. The sheikh said, it's clear, you can see that I am giving you the love of Allah, and you're still involved in dunya. He says, no sheikh, you interpreted it very quickly. Listen to the end of my dream. The end of my dream is that my finger was in your mouth, and your finger was in my mouth. In other words, it shows that he came sincerely to get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. The sheikh, if he was not genuine, we have to do our work, and we don't have to judge, we are not judges. We come sincerely, and we should regard who if Allah puts in our heart, this is the person who will guide me to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we will see a person realize that what is important to be concentrating and devotion in salah. And the other hand, realize there's a big difference between khushu and to be mustaghras. That's like we learn, sometimes we hear that people that are making salah, but they are totally unmindful what is happening around them. They don't know what is happening. And we hear incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So to be engrossed in namaz, that is not within our capability. That Allah gives to whomsoever He desires. Our capability, what we can do, is concentration and devotion. And thus also we see Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi explained it very beautifully. And remember, Allah Ta'ala's system is, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah doesn't put a command which you can't bear and you can't manage. Allah didn't make it that we have to be totally engrossed. You don't know who's, what's happening around you. You don't know who's going past or something. Not that you will see, but you'll know somebody went past you. But so, Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah explains that a doubt came in my mind that if you must be having devotion in your namaz, then, and here also he explained a very, very important point which we will mention in this incident here, that Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, a great sheikh of his time, what a sheikh, and we see a man of such knowledge also, doubts can come in your mind also, with regard to matters of deen, but Hazrat taught us how to solve those matters. He says, a doubt just came into my mind, that on one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah, and it was Asr namaz, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mistake and performed 5 rakat. Sahaba, after the namaz, one sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has the command of Allah changed? Is Asr namaz increased to 5? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, why? He said, you read 5 rakats, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the other sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, did I read 5? They said, yes, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read 5. So Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, this doubt could come in my, came in my mind, that it was impossible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't have devotion in his namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's devotion and concentration is of a level we can't imagine. So how is it that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mistake? So here Hazrat explained, when you have a doubt or anything, don't just ask anybody, because then you'll fall more into doubt. And also, like in a gathering like this, a person like myself might be looking like very, giving a big bayan, etc. And then you ask a question in front of everybody, and don't just ask anybody your question. You ask this person your question and he doesn't know the answer. Now you got a bigger doubt and everybody else gets a doubt. So you're weakening the iman of everybody. That is why Hazrat explained also that our buzurg, their trend is not this way, that after a bayan you have question and answer. Sometimes you're asking a question and the Maulana, maybe he's not fit enough, or outwardly he looked like a pious person, he's not an alim, he gave a talk and then you're asking a question, he can't answer you at that moment, now everybody gets a doubt. So you ask for who you think reasonably, and that also not necessarily asking in front of everybody else. If it's your matter, ask quietly. So as the Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, then I had this doubt after a while, and this is when you build your contact with Allah. The more taqwa comes in your heart, the more Allah Ta'ala opens all the secrets to you in your heart. And so Hazrat says, then Allah Ta'ala all of a sudden opened my heart, or opened it to me in my heart, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in such great thought with Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started namaz, then he was so much connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When out of namaz he was connected, then what can be said when he was connected in namaz? Like it is mentioned that Salat is the miraj of a believer. And like we hear in the hadith that's coming in front, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Qurratu Aini fi Salah, that the coolness of my eyes, the enjoyment which I get, more than the enjoyment, my lust and the enjoyment that I get is in Salah. Because that time he's thinking of his close connectly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is a desert. Aisha Siddiqa Rajana used to say, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform Salah at the time of Tahajjud, then he was in a different world. And when he used to finish his Salah, he used to tell Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, who are you? What's your name? Allahu Akbar. He was by the arch of Allah Ta'ala. Then he used to tell her, Kallimini, talk to me, talk. In other words, our Dada Sheikh says, his plane was right at the arch of Allah. Now he wants to land down on earth. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a mistake because totally connected to Allah Ta'ala. And we make a mistake because we are unmindful. We are in our business and thinking I have to do this work and do that work, etc. So there's a big difference between the two. So the object is not to be engrossed also. The object is to have reasonable amount of devotion. Otherwise, myself, unattentiveness to Salah is, and we forget rakat because we're thinking of something else. Like one Imam Sahib, he made a mistake in namaz, and then people started, after namaz they were doubted, someone said 3 rakat, someone said 4 rakat, so only 3 rakats he read, but so there was a doubt. So one person sitting on a chair one side wasn't like so inclined to deen, what is the dress, not also in sunnah, etc. So he said, Imam Sahib, only 3 rakats you made. So they were surprised, how come you know so well? Everybody is still in doubt, only you know 3 rakats. He says, how you know? He says, every day I come for my Asr Salah, and I got 4 shops, and in every rakat I make the account, how much business I did. I only came to my third shop, I still didn't, so I know you read only 3 rakat. So that is our condition. So we have to see that when we do this course, then you'll find Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzat will give you that concentration, and you will see how it's just like putting on a switch, and how it will be so easy. And that is why Hazrat mentions here that to gain this, din mein ek bahut hi mubarak aur muassir Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi ki takreer hai, jo arsa hua Anwarus Salah ke naam se tabah hokar nayab ho chuki. Usko dekh kar khud banda ka aur digar ahbab ka taqaza hua ke usko dobara tabah karaya. Ke is mukhtasar risala ko jisne bhi parha, be ikhtiyar ach ach kar uta kar subhanallah kya. Then he says that one very effective is the kitab, which is a short bayan. And he says that Sufi Iqbal Sahib is saying that when I saw this kitab myself, I was surprised. What a good kitab. And it is out of print. Nobody knows about it. So it came in my heart, and my other friends also said, we have to reprint this kitab again. And when a person read the short risala, the short kitab, only few pages, then you are excited. What is namaz all about? So when a person doesn't know what namaz is all about, then you must namaz. You're too busy in your business. Then you think, my success is, I'm busy, what a big deal. My success is, I'm writing exam, university, I can't go for namaz now. There, we don't know our success is in Fajr Salah. Our success is in Fajr Salah wa Jamaat, in Isha Salah wa Jamaat. So he says that to me, it became so, ecstatic, so to say, that what a kitab this is. And it came in my heart that we should reprint it. So then he says, we reprinted, and he added some footnotes to give us more explanation. Then he says, you'll come to realize, kya haal hai, what is namaz all about? Allahu Akbar. Then you realize and understand briefly what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, kurratu aini fi salah. Ki puri misal, then you'll understand the proper example. What does it mean? That Allahu Akbar, that enjoyment of namaz, is enjoyment of life is in my salah. Qurratu aini is an Arabic expression which means the greatest enjoyment I get. Not with any woman, not even with my halal wife, I get that enjoyment in salah. But when we don't have the current, it's like a father, his young son was getting married. So he told his son that now go and buy all the appliances, go and get all the things for your house. He bought all the fridges, everything, all set out very nice. His house looks very nice. But now tell him all in the pen, it's not working. So he says, why? The father didn't tell him, he didn't realize himself that I can't just buy the appliances, I have to get it connected. I have to get it wired, etc. And then get the connection. When you connect it now, you'll see, you just put one switch and everything starts. Now you'll see the enjoyment of that house. Otherwise, it's just like you have everything, but you can't enjoy anything. Then Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains, the extreme enjoyment you get is when you start realizing this. And then you'll understand that the hadith, it is mentioned that when supper is ready and when Isha is ready, one is Isha and one is Asha. Asha means supper. And Isha means namaz for Jamaat. When that time is ready, it's time for Jamaat, just few minutes time. So what must you do first? Must you first have your Isha or must you first have your Asha? So Buzurgs explain that first have your Asha, have your supper. Then students in Darulum, they ask the Ustad, Hazrat, if we're going to have Isha, supper first, our namaz will go. Then so beautifully, Shaykh al-Hadith, he answered that Sahaba ke khana tumhara baap dada jaise nahi the. The Sahaba never used to eat like how we eat, a big lengthy meal. They had 2-3 kajus and they were there for Jamaat. And if you make your supper first, now your concentration will be in namaz. If you, your namaz will become, and if you, your supper will become namaz, because you'll be worried, I must make it for namaz. And if you have your Isha first, and then you say, then I'll have supper with Aram, now your Isha will be supper. In namaz, you'll be thinking, I think my wife made just, and I'm going for just dawah, so you'll be just spoiling your whole this thing. So we have got things upside down. Like today we see generally, when it's public holidays, etc., namaz is early. Generally, if it's done because more musallis, good. But generally, the attitude is that after I read my namaz, now we'll have a lavish lunch. No, it's supposed to be the opposite. That have your lunch quickly and now read namaz with itminan, with peace. And then, but if we do the course, then we'll see how enjoyable and beneficial. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.